What people notice about your communication first. The moment you begin to speak, your audience is already forming judgments about you. Within seconds of your first interaction, people make unconscious assessments about your credibility, competence, and character based on subtle communication cues. Understanding what people notice first about your communication can dramatically improve your ability to connect, influence, and succeed in both professional and personal relationships. Communication is far more than words. It's a complex symphony of verbal and nonverbal signals that work together to create an immediate impression. From your posture and tone of voice to your word choice and energy level, every element contributes to how others perceive you from the very first moment. The fascinating truth is that first impressions are formed incredibly quickly, often before you've even finished your opening sentence. The science behind first communication impressions. Research in psychology and neuroscience reveals that humans are wired to make rapid judgments about others as a survival mechanism. When it comes to communication, our brains process an enormous amount of information in the first few seconds of interaction. Psychology shows that people notice specific things about you during first meetings, and these initial assessments can influence the entire trajectory of your relationship or conversation. The brain's ability to form quick impressions serves us well in many situations, but it also means that every aspect of your communication carries significant weight. Understanding this psychological reality empowers you to be more intentional about the signals you send, ensuring that your first impression aligns with your goals and authentic personality. Visual and nonverbal elements, your silent communication. Before you even speak a word, people are already gathering information about you through visual cues. Your posture, facial expressions, eye contact, and overall body language communicate volumes about your confidence, engagement, and emotional state. Research suggests that as much as 55% of communication is body language, making these nonverbal elements crucial to your first impression. Posture is one of the first things people notice. Standing or sitting with your shoulders back and spine straight immediately signals confidence and authority. Conversely, slouched shoulders or a hunched posture can suggest uncertainty or discomfort, potentially undermining your message before you begin speaking. Your facial expressions also play a critical role. A genuine smile and animated features suggest warmth and engagement, while a tense or expressionless face may create distance. Eye contact is particularly powerful in first communications. It demonstrates confidence, sincerity, and respect for your audience. People who maintain appropriate eye contact are perceived as more trustworthy and competent. However, the key is balance. Too little eye contact may seem evasive, while too much can feel aggressive or uncomfortable. Vocal qualities, how you sound matters. The moment you begin speaking, your voice becomes a powerful communication tool that people immediately assess. Vocal qualities including tone, pace, volume, and clarity all contribute to the impression you create. A clear, well-modulated voice suggests confidence and preparation, while a shaky or monotone delivery can detract from even the most brilliant content. Tone of voice is particularly significant because it conveys emotion and attitude. A warm, enthusiastic tone can make even complex or challenging topics feel approachable, while a flat or harsh tone may create resistance or disengagement. People often judge your emotional state and personality based on vocal tone alone, making it essential to be mindful of how you sound. Pace is another crucial element that people notice immediately. Speaking too quickly can make you seem nervous or unprepared, while speaking too slowly might bore your audience or suggest uncertainty. The ideal pace allows your audience to follow your thoughts while maintaining energy and engagement. Strategic pauses can also enhance your communication by emphasizing key points and giving your audience time to absorb important information. Word choice and language patterns. The specific words you choose and how you structure your sentences create immediate impressions about your intelligence, education, and communication skills. People quickly assess whether you speak clearly and concisely or whether you tend to ramble or use filler words. Online discussions about communication often highlight how word choice significantly impacts first impressions. Confident communicators typically use direct, specific language and avoid excessive qualifiers or apologetic phrases. Instead of saying "I think maybe we should probably consider," they might say "I recommend we consider." This subtle shift in language patterns immediately signals greater confidence and authority. Clarity is also crucial. Using jargon or overly complex language when simpler terms would suffice can create barriers rather than connections. The most effective communicators adapt their language to their audience while maintaining authenticity and precision in their expression. Energy and confidence signals. People are remarkably adept at sensing your energy level and confidence from the very beginning of an interaction. When asked what they notice first in others, many people mention energy and confidence as key factors that immediately stand out. Confidence manifests in multiple ways: steady eye contact, clear speech, purposeful gestures, and the ability to take up appropriate space. Confident communicators don't rush their words or fidget nervously. They speak with intention and allow their natural personality to shine through. This doesn't mean being aggressive or dominating, rather, it means being comfortable in your own skin and secure in your right to be heard. Energy levels are equally important. Research shows that people notice specific things about you in the first 3 seconds, including your overall energy and enthusiasm. High energy can be contagious and engaging, while low energy might suggest disinterest or fatigue. The key is matching your energy level to the situation and audience while remaining authentic. Listening and engagement behaviors. Paradoxically, one of the first things people notice about your communication is how well you listen and engage with others. From the moment a conversation begins, people assess whether you are truly present and interested in the interaction or whether you are distracted, impatient, or simply waiting for your turn to speak. Active listening behaviors such as nodding, asking relevant questions, and providing appropriate verbal feedback immediately signal that you are a thoughtful communicator. People notice whether you build on what others say or simply wait for pauses to insert your own agenda. Great communicators understand that every conversation is an opportunity to demonstrate respect and build connection through engaged listening. Your ability to read the room and adapt your communication style to the situation is also something people quickly assess. This includes recognizing when to speak, when to listen, and how to adjust your approach based on the context and audience preferences. Building strong communication foundations. Understanding what people notice first about your communication is valuable, but the real power comes from developing comprehensive communication skills that consistently create positive impressions. This involves working on multiple aspects of your communication simultaneously rather than focusing on isolated elements. One crucial foundation is building unshakable confidence through communication practice. Confidence isn't just about feeling good about yourself, it's about developing the skills and preparation that naturally lead to assured communication. When you know you can handle various communication challenges, your confidence becomes authentic and sustainable. Another important skill is learning how to express yourself clearly without constantly apologizing or undermining your own statements. Many people weaken their communication impact by using apologetic language or qualifying statements unnecessarily. Clear, direct expression without unnecessary apologies creates stronger first impressions. Communication across different contexts. It's important to recognize that what people notice first about your communication can vary significantly depending on the context. Professional settings, social gatherings, and intimate relationships all have different communication norms and expectations. Communication in romantic relationships, for example, requires different skills and awareness than boardroom presentations. In professional contexts, people might first notice your preparation, authority, and ability to articulate complex ideas clearly. In social settings, warmth, humor, and the ability to make others feel comfortable might be more immediately apparent. Understanding these contextual differences allows you to adapt your communication approach while maintaining authenticity. Practical strategies for improvement. Improving what people notice first about your communication requires deliberate practice and self-awareness. Start by recording yourself in various communication scenarios, phone calls, presentations, or casual conversations. Listen for vocal patterns, pace, and energy levels. Notice any habits that might detract from your message, such as filler words, uptalk, or monotone delivery. Practice maintaining good posture and eye contact in low-stakes situations before important conversations or presentations. Work on developing a warm, engaging tone that feels natural to you. This might involve warming up your voice before important communications or practicing different emotional tones to expand your vocal range. Focus on developing your listening skills by practicing full attention during conversations. Put away distractions, ask thoughtful questions, and provide feedback that shows you are actively processing what others share. These behaviors quickly establish you as a skilled communicator who values genuine connection. The long-term impact of first communication impressions. While first impressions can be overcome, they create a foundation that influences all subsequent interactions. People who consistently create positive first communication impressions find that relationships develop more quickly, opportunities arise more frequently, and their influence grows more naturally. This compound effect makes the investment in improving your initial communication impact incredibly valuable. Remember that authentic communication is always more powerful than attempting to project an artificial image. The goal isn't to become someone different but to present your best, most confident self from the very first moment of interaction. When your communication style aligns with your values and personality while incorporating skilled techniques, you create impressions that are both positive and sustainable. Conclusion. What people notice first about your communication sets the tone for every relationship and opportunity in your life. From your body language and vocal qualities to your word choice and listening skills, every element contributes to the immediate impression you create. By understanding these factors and working to improve them, you can ensure that your first communication moments consistently open doors rather than close them. The most powerful communicators understand that first impressions are not about perfection but about authentic confidence, genuine engagement, and skillful expression. When you combine self-awareness with practical communication techniques, you create the foundation for relationships and opportunities that can transform your personal and professional life. Every conversation is a new opportunity to practice these skills and refine your ability to connect meaningfully with others from the very first word.